This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I think I'm the only person in the world who still prints out pictures. Like, there's something about having a physical picture. I love it.
I like how you're getting a little nostalgic because of it.
It does. It seems like old school, but anything you do, they still do pictures. Like, there's school pictures, there's baseball pictures, and in fact, coming up tomorrow, my boys have their baseball pictures.
That's amazing. They're going to look great.
Well, I was hoping they were going to look great.
What happened?
Last weekend, we were playing at the house, and we have a parent versus kids hockey game that we do. And Art got a little too crazy and did a slap shot. And this was before we figured, we should probably put helmets on the kids. Colt took a puck to the face, okay?
Parenting of the year.
And it, like, full-blown, you talk about your Botox, my kid looked like he had lip filler, okay? His lip was huge. It has a scab on it now. Like, we're post, it's like been a week now. So it has this big scab on it. His pictures are going to be a mess tomorrow.
So your husband hit your five-year-old son in the face with a hockey puck.
Okay, let's not say it like that, okay? I don't need CPS called on me. But Colt is rocking a nice fat lip and a big scab right now.
And now the pictures are not going to be good because he's not going to be healed in time.
No, I even thought, I was like, well, maybe we just wait till, like, picture makeup day. And I'm like, yeah, you know what? It kind of makes it. It might be one of those things where we look back and we're like, what happened to his lip? Oh, that's right. That's when he got hit in the face with a puck.
You can always find the silver lining to something, can't you? He's going to have a fat lip and that's how you're going to remember it forever. And that's how you're looking at things. Well, I get it.
My initial reaction was the pictures are ruined. Mm. But now that I'm thinking about it, maybe there's a story behind it. Did you have one of those though, like right before picture day, something happened and you were like, oh, that's it. My pictures are ruined.
I'm sure I did, apart from just my general smile in photos, which I don't like. I think I did something, but I don't know.
All right, we want you to weigh in. You can call or text us, 888-431-3764. It's Kelly and Guy on K-Frog.
Just seems like so much fun. A family hockey game in the backyard until Kelly's husband hits their five-year-old in the face a week before pitcher day.
Yeah, he's got a nice fat lip, big old scab on it now a week later. And tomorrow are his pictures for T-ball.
He's going to look fantastic. You'll remember that day forever.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Okay, Michelle and Colton, what ruined your pictures?
I had something ruin my daughter's pictures, but it's great now. I didn't know it was striped shirt and crazy hat day, but it was also picture day. And so she wore a cowboy hat with her name, bright pink. She was in kindergarten and a weird striped shirt. She had to take her pictures like that, and now I get to show everybody, and she just gets so embarrassed. It's wonderful.
Who planned that at the school? That's horrible. They set you up for failure.
I don't know, but I didn't know about picture day. I just knew about the spirit days. I like it now, so I'm okay with it.
Christy and Menifee, let's hear about your ruined pictures.
I wasn't the one who ruined the picture. It was my boyfriend at the time. It was in high school. It was my longtime boyfriend. And he had gone skiing. Was it the day before Sadie Hawkins? He had worn his glasses, but he didn't put any sunscreen on.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my gosh. He looked like a cherry tomato with two white circles around his eye.
You're going to be okay, Kelly. There's worse stories out there than yours if it makes you feel better.
All right. What you got?
The 951 says, my son had his high school senior water polo game night. After the game, we have a huge celebration on the deck. During the first quarter of the game, he got an elbow to the face, split his lip right open, refused to leave the game, made it worse, had to go to the emergency room. After the game, he hung out and took pictures with all this, and it goes on to the school photo album.
All right, 562 here says, my four-year-old actually has her T-ball pictures tomorrow, and last night she decided to shave off one of her eyebrows. says I'm going to be filling that in with makeup later today.
I did that to a guy in college once. I felt terrible.
What ruined your pictures? You can call or text us 888-431-3764. It's Kelly and Guy on K-Frog. Tomorrow is baseball picture day for my boys, and Colt is going to be rocking a nice fat lip and a huge scab across it because he took a puck to the face.
It's a memory you're never going to forget because it's going to be planted on his face for eternity in those pictures, Kelly.
And, you know, when it first happened, I was like, oh, the pictures are ruined. And now that we're hearing these stories of how pictures were, quote, ruined, I think it's going to be one of those things we're going to look back and laugh. Brandy and San Bernardino, did something happen to you where it totally ruined your pictures?
Okay, so during my teen years, I played softball for the city, and we were practicing at my apartment, and one of my little neighbors swung the bat and hit me in the head with it.
Oh!
Ended up having to go to the hospital. The next day, I had softball pictures.
Okay, how bad did the pictures come out?
My mom and I are the only ones that have seen them. I look like Quasimodo in it, and I can laugh about it now, but they were horrible.
Oh, were those the ones you're like, nobody's getting them. These are all getting burned.
I think they got thrown away, thankfully.
I was going to ask if we could see them, but they're gone.
Oh, no, nobody gets to see those.
Oh, poor thing. 909, this one is going to be one of those you look back, you have a story on, says, my late brother actually gave my son a mohawk the day before his sixth grade school pictures.
That's awesome.
My ex-husband was so mad.
That is legit funny. 951, my cousin hit me in the left side of my face with a golf club when I was 7 years old.
Oh,
it was an accident. We were playing golf in the backyard and got a little too close. My face, jaw, and ear were so swollen during our baseball pitches that my hat didn't fit without having to unclip the back of it.
Oh,
this person actually forgot the story until we just spoke about this, Kelly.
Oh, listen to the 909. My son dove into the shallow end of a pool. Picture day was the next day, so he had scabs on his forehead and all over his upper lip.
Well, at least he's alive, I guess.
That's true.